We are learning how to teach Better Man, Session 10, A Real Man Betters God's World. Now, Robert, when I hear this, which is the fourth responsibility in the definition of biblical manhood that we offer here, the first thing I think of is like creation and ecology and climate. All and that's where my mind goes. I think of bettering God's world.
Right.
You've got a little different take on that.
I do. And another thing that if you haven't done the preparation before teaching Better Man, when you hear betters God's world, a lot of guys immediately go, well, I'll use my work or the skills I learned at work to better God's world. But this part of bettering God's world has everything to do with children, leaving a legacy through your children of bettering them, and they go out and make the longest term contribution to your life. So it's real important, even when you're hearing Better God's World, to be thinking of the focus on children, which is what this whole lesson does. Because the previous lesson where we talked about excelling at work, you do better God's world there at work by the work you do and by the skills you learn at work that you can offer outside of work to the community and to others. You better God's world that way, but that's excelling at work. This is a focus on children.
Okay, the next generation.
Yep. Okay, on session 10, for you guys who want to teach it live, I like the way Tim Lundy starts his session by once again taking us right back to the beginning. Why are we going through these last four sessions? We're doing it to detail out the definition of manhood. So it's good just to recite the definition of manhood once again, you know, looking north to God's word, looking east and west to work and women, and then now looking south to leaving a legacy with your children. Tim does a great job with that. Now, when you go through this session, this is a great session to share your parenting stories. You can have fun with it. You can tell what I call really meaningful, powerful stories about working with your son or daughter or those kind of things that really show you as a real parent trying to make a real difference. So share your personal stories. When you get to point 2B, you're going to have four different parenting styles, and the diagram is there, and you'll notice in the bottom right-hand corner the little man in the mirror. Once you take these guys through these four types of parenting, you know, the authoritative, the neglectful, the permissive, the authoritarian, when you describe those, you just want to pause for a second and say, okay, guys, which are you? Put yourself where you think you are right now. Doesn't mean that's where they're going to stay, but you just, again, you just want them, these are brief pauses, but they're good because it helps the guys move from just listening to engaging. So take advantage of that. Then also, when you're going through the different parenting principles, you're going to have one on discovering, you know, my personality, and it's going to bring up the personality testing again, and it's going to mention a book, Personality Plus for Parents by Florence Littar. None of us listening, or that none of the guys that's going to be listening to you are going to know, how do I determine my child's personality other than guess at it? Florence Littar gives a very simple way that you and your wife can read the book, and it breaks it down into these four different personality types and gives you ways to look at your children, talk to them, and kind of get a feel which personality they fall into, that then begins to highlight what their strengths are going to be and also their weaknesses. And just learning those, let me tell you, I've done this. Just learning those personalities, like a sanguine or a choleric, and knowing they're strong in this, but they're weak in this, just gives you some little insights that you begin to watch in your children, and you can encourage their strengths, and you can help them think about their weaknesses in light of that to do a better job at parenting them. So take advantage of that book. I would even encourage you, if you've not read it, for you and your wife to read it so you can speak out of it with authority. But that's determining personalities is a great key to parenting, because most of us without that will parent all our kids the same way, and that will be less than the best, I can assure you. And for some of your sensitive kids, it can lead to heartache. Then I would explain aptitude testing again, but you've already learned that through a previous session. But again, just mention that aptitude testing helps with the best fit in forecasting your kids towards a direction for career. Then finish like Tim Lundy finished this session by reading the General MacArthur prayer at the very end. Tim does a great job of going through this prayer fairly quickly, but he does it with a picture of General MacArthur and his son on the screen. And that's available to you, but put that picture of them because it really shows this strong general, you know, standing behind his son. And all of a sudden, there's just something that softens that to know this guy, even though he's a general, has a responsibility to build into his son. And then you read this prayer that he has for him. And so do it like Tim did it because it's a great finish. And then after your talk, and even after the small group discussion time is ended, it would be good to dismiss the guys because this is session 10. This is the last teaching session by just standing up to with the guys before they leave and just reminding them of two things. One, you want to call their attention to the Better Man plan in the workbook at the end of session 10 that tells them how they can go back over and look at all those questions they've been answering about action points, and then taking those, thinking through those, adding whatever else they want to, and then coming up with three real action steps they think would help them become a better man, and write those down in the space provided because they're going to share those next week at session 11. So tell them this is real important. This, guys, is the moment where you can get practical for you. You think through everything. It's been a ton of material, but what you're wanting to do is come up with, if I could choose three things that would make me a much better man, what would those three things be? And you can interact with the sessions based on how you've answered that question, and then add whatever you want to, but you want to walk into session 11 with three action points you're excited about that you can share with the other men at your table. And then also remind the men that session 11 will be a great celebration time, where you'll get to just enjoy. We did this together. And then before you launch out of there, there'll be an opportunity to answer this question that every guy's going to have. And that is, okay, what's next? And next week, you as a leader will share through our website possible next step options to keep growing as a man. It's some of the best men's resources that we have there on our website that these guys can look at and then together as a group think about, do we want to take those next steps? And they can choose one that best fits them.
Robert, this is a fantastic session and it's a great thing to end with. And if a father is, if somebody's not a father, if they're an uncle or a grandparent or whatever, there's some way they're investing in the next generation, and these principles apply to that as well. We want to encourage you to watch Tim Lundy's video, study that, get to know this material, personalize it with your own stories and insights, and we pray that you have a great session 10.